recommend approval of CU 1841 for George W. Swain for a marina and restaurant based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed use is consistent with the historical use of the site, Lighthouse Road, and Slaughter Beach. The proposed dock area is similar in size and scope to the previous docking areas on the site. The use will revitalize Slaughter Beach area, which has been in decline over the years. The proposed use will create needed jobs through the restaurant, marina activities, and ecotourism. The use will be an ecotourism destination along the Mississippian River, connected with the riverfront and downtown Milford that will benefit Milford and its businesses. The project will have a positive impact on all neighboring and adjacent properties and will not adversely affect traffic or community facilities. The recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The hours of operation shall be between 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. for the restaurant. There shall be seating for no more than 100 patients within the restaurant and its decks. Parking shall comply.
What's it? Patrons.
Patients?
Patrons. Patrons.
Patrons.
Good grief. What kind of restaurant is this?
Supporting the Milford Hospital.
We're waiting to see.
That's right.
Parking shall comply with the requirements of the zoning code. There shall not be any fuel sales on the site. There shall be no more than 22 boat slips on the site. Any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties. Stormwater management on the site shall comply with all DENREC and Sussex Conservation District requirements. Applications shall comply with DLDOT's request for pavement of an area for the area-wide study fee. Area-wide study fee, is that what they require?
Yeah, that's what requested.
The area-wide study fee?
Yeah.
The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for the site, and the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1841, George W. Swain, for the reasons and with these stipulations stated. Is there any discussion? Anyone have any discussion? I just want to say that I have a little bit of concern when we start putting DLDOT requirements in our ordinances. I mean, that to me, that should be between them. But it's not enough to hold me back. That's all right.
Requested by DLDOT, but the council may strike it.
Yeah, that's right. I understand. I'm just wanted to be on the record that I have some concern about that. But certainly not enough to hold the motion up.
The point is, if the commission made the recommendation, the council adopts it, the commission can alter it, because what could happen is the DLDOT will back off from that condition and do something different.
Oh, okay.
So if the council made a condition on their own, then you can't change it.
Okay. So well,
this is actually a little bit of an advantage.
All right, then.
I have the same sentiments exactly as Mr. Wheatley. Have a concern about it, but not enough to hold up the motion.
Well, I think with Mr. Lank's explanation, I feel quite a bit better about it. So, all right then. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was a change of zone, number 1688, Harry Caswell Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone number